old clothes.
That's what we call them, too. Mm-hmm. How about clothes that you put away until the cold months?
Summer clothes. Clothes that you put away, the winter clothes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Getting my seasons mixed up there.
Well, we probably never put away our... we never have winter clothes. Mm-hmm. Shoes that you use to work outside are called?
My old beat-up Reeboks are what I use. Work shoes, overshoes.
And what are overshoes?
Well, if you have something that you can slip over to stomp around in the mud, but mm-hmm. we don't have enough rain to have what you really call overshoes.
Would those be the same as galoshes?
Probably.
Okay. Now, to protect your hands, you wear...
gloves.
Mm-hmm. And to protect your head from the sun?
A hat.
Mm-hmm. And men wear what on their legs?
Trousers.
Okay.
Pants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could you use trousers to refer to what women wear? Or is that a male term?
I think of it as a male term.
Okay. And men hold up their trousers with an elastic thing.
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard other words for that?
I know there are, but right now I can't think of what...
I know I've read of some. When I was a kid, I read of some, and I can't remember what they're called.
Kind of back here in the cobwebs.
Can you tell me about some regional dishes and foods that you really like to eat?
Oh, my. Well, we had chili colorado con carne de res for lunch, which was good.
Yeah.
But I like it better with pork because it's a little sweeter. Pork mm-hmm. in the store wasn't reasonable today. Growing up here in El Paso, I like all kinds of Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not crazy about menudo. Because my husband is from the South, we do lots of black-eyed peas and rice. That's mm-hmm. a good old Southern dish.
Mm-hmm.
Both my mother and my mother-in-law were excellent cooks, so we do a great variety of things. But your regional dishes, I'm sure, are all the Mexican foods. So it's the tacos, the chile rellenos, it's the gorditas, the burritos, the pescado al estilo Veracruz, and on and on and on. Tamales, we make tamales at Christmas time.
Oh, you actually make them yourself?
Yeah, Maria. If things smell good today, it's because Thursdays are the days that Maria comes and cooks.
Neat. How do you make your gorditas?
Well, she makes them with either flour, and makes them like a little fat flour tortilla, or she makes them with masa harina. At Christmas, when we do buy the masa for tamales, she'll make those.
Mm-hmm.
Usually on the comal and not deep fried,
mm-hmm.
because it's healthier, but I'm not so sure they're tastier.
Right.
Mexican food needs more grease than the law allows to really be good.
Right. How do you make your enchiladas?
Enchiladas with your corn tortillas, and you make your own homemade red salsa, and give them a quick flip in the grease, put them in the sauce, onions, grated cheese, and a fried egg on the top.
Do you have a garden outside in your back?
Mm-hmm.
What do you grow there?
Well, the tomatoes are really sorry this year. In fact, I think they're all going to die. We always raise black-eyed peas and squash and corn and a few jalapeno plants because Maria likes to use them. Melons haven't done well lately. My daughter always raises cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
Always have had a garden, vegetable
mm-hmm.
garden.
Mm-hmm. What are those little tomatoes called?
Cherry tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and do you know some of the crops that are grown in El Paso?
Oh, sure. Farmers that grow the onions and the jalapenos and the chilies. You've got the alfalfa, you've got the cotton. If you want to go on up higher in the trees, I've got a really good friend that owns all the pecans from here to Las Cruces.
Wow. That's nice. What kind of fruit trees do you have?
We have a couple of sorry peach trees and an apple tree that